Podcast and 20 Minutes or Less Podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Friday, October 6th, 2017. I'm Beckler. Shauna is away today. She's in Toronto attending her friend Boobs' wedding. She was actually the maid of honor, the head boobs maid, the breast friend. She was nervous about the speech she had to give, too, so we'll be interested to hear how that went for her. I mean, she's a public speaker for a living. She should be able to do okay, but I guess it was a very traditional Greek wedding, so she wasn't sure if any of her jokes were going to land. I hope she went for it anyways, because that would be hilarious. I thought about this morning, and perhaps you're in this situation, too, if you either live alone or if you get up before everybody else in your house. But I realized when I got to work this morning and Shauna wasn't here and usually we talk, and like when I turn on the microphone to read the news at 6 a.m., that was the first time that my voice had been activated so far today. And it may be the same thing for you, right? You don't talk to, unless you talk to yourself or you sing along to the music in the car or you call into this radio show, perhaps you don't use your voice until you get to work and see your coworkers. That's kind of strange, isn't it? This has been bugging me for a while, and I had to get it off my chest, and today was the perfect opportunity to do that. Tell me if you've noticed this before when you're driving. So the speed limit is, whatever, 60, 50, you're driving along, and then you start to notice that the houses are getting nicer and bigger, and all of a sudden the speed limit drops for seemingly no reason. Do you know what I'm talking about? I noticed this particularly, I take Elbow Drive into work, so I come down Elbow Drive from the south towards the station. And as soon as you come down the hill, for some reason, the speed limit drops to 40. And then you enter what I think is one of the longest school zones in all of Canada, even though there's no school there. There's like a swing and a slide, and it's fenced off and set back from the road. And for some reason, you have to drop your speed to 30 for like a kilometer. And I've asked about this before on the air, and the only logical response I got is that those are really valuable properties, really high-income residents, and for some reason they were able to get their speed limit dropped. So apparently in Calgary, if you and your neighbors have enough money, you can get the speed limit dropped in your neighborhood to 40. Another example, I think, is Sifton Boulevard, which is right by Elbow Drive. I don't see any reason for that to be 40, but for some reason it is. I tweeted this out, and I got a little bit of pushback. One guy on Twitter said, if the road is wide, most will drive over the speed limit anyways. Design will ultimately influence speed, with outliers, of course. And I agree with that. Yeah, design does influence speed. But those roads, I think, could handle a higher speed limit than 30 and 40. And then if you do want to go faster, well, they make sure there's a photo radar truck sitting there all the time, so they can cash in on you if you try to drive what feels the logical speed limit for that road. So the only thing I can gather from this is, yeah, if you have a lot of money, you can get the speed limit dropped. Children are our future, but especially rich children.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
The hockey season is underway, which is excellent, of course. And, you know, I grew up playing hockey, and God love those guys. Terrible at coming up with nicknames for each other. The hockey world contributes a lot of little quirks to Canadian culture, and that's one of them, and it's not one of the better ones. Let me give you some examples. I've given a hockey player a nickname to everybody who works on the air here at X92.9. My co-host, Shauna Jefferson, Jeffsy. Angela Valiant, Valzy. Caitlin Millions, Millsy. Mark Michaels, Mikey. Graham Moseman, Moser. Andy Barrage, Bearsy. See, I can do this all day. 238X92.9. Give me your first and last name, and I will give you your official hockey player nickname. What's your name?
It's Rob.
Rob, what's your last name?
It's Wood.
Woodsy. Woodsy. What's your name?
This is John.
John, what's your last name?
Ivan.
John Ivan. Ivesy.
Ivesy?
Ivesy.
Ivesy, that's a good one.
Name Holly Urquhart.
Holly Urquhart. Irks.
Irks?
Irks or Irksy.
Irks, yeah, I like Irksy. I'll take that one.
Hey, Joel.
Joel, what's your last name?
Comets? Yeah.
Comzy.
Okay, I got it. I was like, I don't know if he's going to get this one. All right.
I got a good one for you. It's Brandon. Last name is Lammers.
Lammers?
Yeah.
You kind of already have a hockey player nickname. You could go Lamsy, but Lammers is already there.
Yeah, I guess so. I never played hockey, so I couldn't really tell you.
Well, now it feels like you did. What's your name?
Trevor Burden.
Birdsy.
Birdsy, I like it.
Birdsy. Thanks for the call, Trevor.
Yeah, thank you. Graham Macri.
Graham Macri. Well, it'd be Max or Maxi.
Oh.
But that would be like
good.
Everybody who has the Mac last name would also be Maxi, right?
Yeah,
so you could
I guess
be one of like a dozen in the league.
One in a dozen.
This is great. X92.9, who's this?
Hey, my name is Bryce.
What's your last name, Bryce?
Austin.
Austin, that's tricky. I would say Aussie.
I played hockey for a long time, and that's not the nickname I had.
What did you have?
Goon.
Goon. Well, maybe the guys you played with were a little more clever than the guys I played with.
I was just, I was there for anger management, not to play hockey.
Hey, Beckler, it's Nick.
Nick, what's your last name, Nick?
Davis.
Nick Davis, Dave Z, Davers.
I like it. I've had the Davers before.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
X92.9.
Last year, leading up to Halloween, we told a different scary story every single day. Some of yours, some of our own, some very famous, well-known scary stories. And I don't know if we'll do that again this year or not, but I did want to share this one with you. And considering that we're now into October, Halloween is coming up, it's still dark out. Thought this would be the perfect time to share one of the scariest stories I think I've ever heard. Legitimately scary stories. So in 1959, in Russia, there was a group of skiers, scientists from a polytechnical institute there. And they were trying to find a way over this mountain pass. So they set out, and on their way, they hit some bad weather, a snowstorm. And they decided to make camp there for the night. These were very experienced skiers and hikers. And during the night, something caused them to tear their way out of their tents and flee the campsite. They all ended up dying. Investigators determined that 6 victims died from hypothermia, 3 others showed signs of physical trauma, and 1 had a fractured skull. Another had brain damage, but no sign of an injured skull, and 1 was even missing his tongue and eyes. And although the temperature was very low, around minus 30 degrees Celsius in a snowstorm in the mountains, they were only partially dressed. Some of them only had 1 shoe. Others had no socks or no shoes or just socks. Some were even found wrapped in snips of ripped clothes that seemed to have been cut from those who were already dead. Nobody knows what happened up there, but the investigation concluded that an unknown compelling force had caused their deaths. Theories range from an avalanche, animal attack, even military involvement. What I find very interesting is that at the funeral, one of the guys who was there, this 12-year-old boy, said that he recalled their skin had a deep brown tan to it. The skin of the bodies. So what happened up there in the Ural Mountains in 1959?
The VHS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
I watched the YouTube video on that Russia thing that you were talking about this morning.
The Dyatlov Pass incident?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That is some freaky...
Man, it's like the scariest story I've ever read, I think.
I know. Like, yeah, it was on YouTube and they showed all the pictures of the woman that her face was eaten off. And
so that could have happened after they had died. The animals could have came and ate the bodies.
And I thought of that too. But the avalanche doesn't make sense because the tent that they found was still upright. So that would have been washed all away, right?
Yeah, and why would they rip their way out of their tents from the inside, not wearing any clothes? Like I said, these were they're experienced skiers and hikers. They would know not to go outside.
Yeah, something scared the leaves and the Jesus out of them.
Yeah, and the weird thing is that they I don't know if you read this, but they closed the area to everybody for 3 years after.
Oh, wow.
So was there some type of military experiment going on up there? Was there...
Aliens.
Aliens? Something. Man, I don't know. I'm getting chills just talking about it.
Well, that's the water on your feet. but they did have a picture on the roll of film. Like, you should watch the YouTube thing, because there's a picture on the roll of film. The very last picture was a Sasquatch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shit, where did you find... What did you search?
I just put Diablo, someone else told me about it, and I put the Diablo, what is it, Diablo?
Dyatlov?
Dyatlov, yeah.
Yeah.
So I did that under YouTube, and it came up, and it kind of looks like a skier or a hiker looking back towards the camera, I believe, is what the picture is on the whole thing.
Oh.
And it's an hour long. It's pretty good.
Okay, I might have to sit down and try to bang that out.
It's freaky. Our world's screwed. Okay, have a good day.
One of the questions that we get asked the most working in radio has to do with the music, because I think as much as we'd like to think that our personalities are so electrifying that people can't help but listen to us, ultimately the music you like determines the radio station you're going to listen to. My guest today is Matt Berry, the music director here at X92.9.
Hi.
Hi, Matt. So I thought maybe you could walk us through the process of how a song ends up on the radio and how you determine how often that song is going to play.
Okay, so
start right at the beginning. When a new song comes out, how does it get to you?
Okay, so when a new song comes out, a few things either happen. We have like a service that a lot of like labels use and bands use, and just like what we call radio trackers, like people who like work for bands to create like relationships with music directors and program directors. And we check out those songs and see what might fit the playlist. And a lot of these songs are either ones that like labels feel heavily will be like, this is gonna be a great song, like this is already an established band, or it's something that's like up and coming, or like they call it, like a huge priority, like something like a new band that's coming out with a new track that they really feel is big. And a lot of like research goes into this, and a lot of
research done by the label.
This yeah, is a band like just kind of based
a priority
on,
for us.
Yeah, like yeah. Just kind of like they see them live, or they've like just hearing those tracks. Like the people who work for record labels and everything have been doing this for years. So they kind of look at where trends are potentially going, and a lot of times, you know, like the hit that they send out is a hit. Sometimes, you know, it's a miss, as you've heard on the station. Sometimes it's ones that no one expected to be these like massive breakout songs, you know. And then sometimes what I'll do as well is like we look at just bands are sometimes like trending right now. There's a lot of you know, sometimes like streaming that like people are kind of into these bands before anybody knows who these bands are. It's why you have those hipsters that are like, well, I was into this band before they were cool. Like, Portugal the Man's a perfect example. That band's been around for 13 years. They have 8 albums.
And finally had a radio single breakthrough, right?
Yeah. And there's plenty of people who've loved that band forever.
So you're not just sitting in your office listening to these music and like saying yes or no to it, right?
Well, what happens is I'm kind of my job as the music director is kind of like a filter for part of it. So I get a ton of bands sending stuff in. I get a ton of radio trackers and labels and everything sending a bunch of music. And so my job is to go through all of those and bring in what I feel is the best for the station, the best, like, you know, like something that I think our listeners will like. And we bring that into our music meeting.
What percentage of the stuff you get is just like, no shit and way, this is not happening. Like, what percentage?
99% of really? It is yeah. Like, it's stuff that either it's just kind of like, I don't know, it's just either not like a caliber necessarily for radio. And there's a lot of people, like a lot of our listeners would be like, you say that you don't want to hear this certain song numerous times, but like we've like researched like outside of radio has shown that people like familiarity. And our listeners have shown that they like familiarity. It's like, yeah, maybe you don't like Smells Like Teen Spirit all the time, but Smells Like Teen Spirit comes on, you still turn up that radio.
That's one of the things that I've tried to explain to people who don't work in the industry is like, why, especially it's really bad in top 40.
Yeah.
Why am I hearing Taylor Swift's new song every 90 minutes or every 75 minutes?
Because that's what people want to hear.
And familiarity, right?
Yeah. And it's like, and like people, they know this artist, they know what that song is, and they know it's good. And like X89, for example, it's like our rotation is like people might say that we play like, you know, say Hi from Sir Sly, you know, our rotation, we're playing it every few hours, but a top 40 station's got like spins sometimes like 80 minutes. You'll hear that new Taylor Swift every 80 minutes. And you look at like that weekly spin, it's like 110 times it's been spun this week.
Right. Cause our research has shown that your audience changes over quite often.
Yeah.
Right?
Especially with top 40, they're always punching. They're punching for those. Like one of the numbers that I heard was that like, a top 40 listener, or even just I guess a radio listener in general, kind of has like 5 songs kind of in their head that they want to hear at that moment, and they'll punch around to hopefully find that. And that's right. Why X is so great, because we own a lot of the artists that we have.
The only station in town playing them.
Yeah.
We missed a step here. You mentioned the music meeting. What does a music meeting look like?
Yeah, so let's step back here. So the music meeting is what we'll do is we have like, I don't know, usually I bring about, let's say like 5-6 songs into the meeting. And it's just mainly so that doesn't get bogged down. Sometimes we have great weeks where there's a whole ton of stuff. But what we do is we listen to it and then...
all the way through?
Yeah, we'll listen to the full, unless... Unless the song's like one that the boss is like, no.
No, save that's not a couple minutes on this.
Yeah, that's not going on my stations. All right, cool. We'll turn that off. But normally, the song gets listened to all the way through, and we listen to them all at once, and then we kind of make a decision based on just how we all feel about the song. What's the hit potential for those? How are our listeners gonna react to it? And
who's all there? You, our boss, Christian.
So it's myself, Christian. Jeanette, who is our APD, Angela is in there, and Graham Oseman is in there as well.
So you have five different sets of ears trying to decide if it could go or not.
Yeah, and a lot of it is still based on, like, it's based on research. That's why we have the music advisory panel as well, is after we've added these songs, and we want to know what you think about them. And sometimes there's ones that we think, like, oh, this one's gonna be a smash. This song's awesome. And then the music advisory panel comes back and people do not agree.
Did not test well.
Yeah, and then sometimes it's the opposite. We're like, well, we'll see how this song does, and then our listeners love it.
You also host the Exposure Show on Sunday nights for up and coming artists.
Yes.
Now, if an artist doesn't have major label support, what are the odds of just like sending a song and ending up on a major market radio station? Slim.
On our station for Exposure, it's you got like a pretty high chance of getting played on the air, as long as the stipulations that I have, at least for Exposure, is that it's like it needs to like fit within the realm of alternative, and I lean, you know, kind of like the singer-songwriter end to kind of like a alt electronic or mm-hmm. alt pop kind of you know, spectrum. And and if people send me their songs, listen to it and think like, okay, this is something we could at least, you know, give a couple spins to an Exposure, then all bands need to do is send me your music. The only things I kind of don't really play a lot is like a lot of like punk and like metal, mm-hmm. because it is very aggressive, and it just stands out like a sore thumb, but not in a good way. Like I like punk music, but you know, someone driving around on a Sunday night doesn't want to hear somebody yelling about the government, you know?
Matt Berry curates the playlist here at X92.9. He is our music director. Thank you, Matt.
You're welcome back.
X92.9.
We are a disappointed province today after TransCanada's announcement yesterday that they would be canceling the Energy East pipeline due to, I guess, a lot of red tape from the National Energy Board, some resistance out east. And it really is too bad. We could have used that pipeline, and all of Canada could have. It would have been good for the whole country because we share profits amongst the provinces, right? Here's the thing, though. I don't know if TransCanada utilized all of the resources that they had available to them. Shauna and I have been doing great work here on this station for the past couple of years, and not once does anybody contact us and say, hey, why don't you guys help us pitch this pipeline? Because we think that you can accomplish a lot with some good marketing and a little bit of spin. Everybody knows that sex sells, so even last year we were attempting to make pipelines sexy.
Pipe fitter.
Heavy. Heavy crude.
Oh, I'm exhausted from laying pipe all day.
It's so long and girthy. Ooh.
Let's lay down a blast mat. Get to pumping.
Does your pipe enter any disputed territory?
Leak detection jobs, derrick hand jobs, so many jobs.
Get over here, bitumen.
Okay. Okay.
What?
That's too far.
It's a type of petroleum.
The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
And that's the podcast for today. Thank you to the man who produces this all, Mr. Chris McCloy. If you want to throw me a follow on Instagram at Beckler89 or on Twitter at Andrew_Beckler, any questions or topics you want on the podcast, we will usually address. Shauna will be back on Tuesday. Have yourself a great long weekend.
You've been listening to the B&S in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have B&S in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.